right, here we go. Well, markets are in wait-and-see mode. The Dow and the S&P 500 closed lower yesterday, but the Nasdaq was able to squeeze out a gain. So what will happen today? Will markets finally move, or are we really waiting for the CPI data tomorrow and earnings on Friday? And also, what's happening with our positions? That's what we're going to talk about today. So with that said, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Morgan. Today is Wednesday, January 10th. And this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And I mean, Mark, yesterday, a lot of diddling around. If we go to a 5-minute chart here and look at this.
Yeah, not a whole lot of activity there. Although the markets did fill that gap. So we gapped lower and there was that push to fill the gap. And then things really just sideways for most of the session.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on. And also today, we see that markets at first moved higher, lower, right now higher again. But I mean, really waiting for some impulses here this week.
Yeah, definitely a wait and see type of market right now with inflation data, the next big thing on the horizon that traders want to know about. And is market moving potentially?
Yeah, and that's tomorrow. So tomorrow we have the CPI data, the core CPI data, and the CPI year over year. And that is, that's important. So right now, it seems that the traders are expecting or analysts expecting the core CPI to remain the same, CPI to increase slightly, and then also year over year, a slight increase, Mark. I mean, this is just because last month, we had some surprising numbers here where it came in much lower than was expected.
Yeah, and it will be interesting to see, because if we do have even a higher CPI report, then traders aren't going to like that. It just means that the Fed definitely has the potential to keep rates higher longer. And if there's a better than expected report, they might like that. But gosh, I think here the bigger concern is if we come in hotter.
Yeah, that's it. And we see that traders are a little bit more cautious right now. I mean, the probabilities of a rate reduction here, a rate cut in March, now down to 64.5%. It was as high as 70% or even higher just a few days ago. So it seems that there are some lowering of expectations going on.
It does. And again, this is where I think the Fed is pretty clear that they do not expect a cut. And I think that they're not going to cut unless there's economic concerns. And I don't see that happening in March. So I think Fed funds futures are off.
Yeah. And then if you also look at the 10-year yield, I mean, the 10-year yield just hovering around 4%. But it seems that we are actually dropping back a little bit or pulling back a little bit here.
It does. That is a good thing for the market. Definitely supporting stocks edging their way higher.
Yeah. All right. What else is going on? Bitcoin. Bitcoin is just all over the place, getting whipped around. We have to switch to a 5-minute chart to see what's happening here. Did you see this huge spike that happened yesterday? I mean, at first, boom, yeah, up, and then gone, crashing down. And right now, today, also, we see that Bitcoin is trying to figure out, okay, well, what the heck is happening here? So we were trading as high as, what was this here? Almost 48,000 before crashing down below 45,000 again. There's a complete mess going on right now.
And the spike and that craziness due to a hack. So the SEC Commission, they have a Twitter account or X account. And there was a post that went out saying that the Bitcoin ETF had been approved. The SEC spokesperson said that it had been compromised, their account had been compromised, and the post was not made by the SEC or its staff. So there was that quick move higher and then a quick move lower, and Bitcoin traders wondering what the heck's going on there.
Yeah, but also this is where X said this morning, well, The problem is also not on our end. I mean, the account wasn't compromised on our end, not that we can see. So, I mean, X saying one thing, the SEC thing, another thing. Anyhow, lots of confusion here going on in the cryptocurrency world. But, I mean, we could get a decision as early as today about whether this Bitcoin ETF or all of the Bitcoin ETFs are being approved or not.
And SEC, if you're listening, please change your password from password. That will help.
I think so. Then also crude oil. I mean, crude oil a little bit all over the place here today. I mean, at first moving higher. I think we had crude oil inventories here this morning, right? Is this what just came out? Let's just take a look.
Wednesday inventories, yep. So let's see here. You're right, though.
Yeah, expected to shrink. Came in higher than expected. So the crude oil inventories, 1.3 million barrel added here. I think they all expected a reduction. And this is why, after the report, crude oil pulling back a little bit because there seems to be a little bit of an oversupply here. But other than this, I mean, if you look at a daily chart of crude oil really just hang in there in the range between 70 and 75. Just trying to figure out, okay, where do we go from here? And at first it was the chaos in the Red Sea with all of the attacks. And then right now it's, okay, do we have enough crude oil? Don't we? And then Saudi Arabia cutting the price of crude oil for Asia. I mean, there's also a lot of confusion going on, and crude oil really can't find its footing just yet. Just diddling sideways in the same way as here. The indices are doing it right now.
Agreed. Even the VIX trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah, if you look at the VIX here, I mean, VIX also a little bit all over the place right now, pulling back a little bit. And I would have expected a little bit more uncertainty today ahead of these major reports tomorrow and on Friday, and also earnings season kicking off on Friday. But the VIX below 13 again.
Below 13 and... Gosh, I would like to see an increase. So let's get a little volatility and uncertainty tomorrow. Not crazy uncertainty, but just a little more volatility. I would appreciate that change.
Yeah. All right. WDFC, WD40. I mean, huge jump here. Look at this, up 17% on better than expected earnings. So I think this is a huge surprise that came up here.
I mean, a crazy jump. The company reported 13% increase in revenues year over year. I apologize for being completely ignorant on what this company does other than producing lubricant. But gosh, I mean, go figure. I guess that last year people needed to get the rust out.
It seems so, because, I mean, earnings... I mean, here a surprise of 22.5%, and this is why it's not too surprising to see it up 17.5%, because based on the earnings call, they expect profits to increase or stay that high, that the profit margin has widened here. Yeah, and again, do they do anything else at WD-40?
I'm sure they do. I feel embarrassed to say that I don't know. I don't know, but they have to do something else. I know that it's a great product, but I haven't bought WD-40 for a couple of years.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What else? Let's take a look at our positions. And we are looking at wheel trades as well as WTF trades. So yeah. Let's start with the wheel trades first. Let's go to the portfolio here. And we have CSIQ. What's happening here today? Okay, I mean, CSIQ just hanging in there today, down 2.3%. Yesterday, they were up 0.5%. Before that, up 1.68%. So also just trading range-bound here. Not much for us to do. Nicely obeying the trend line here. So let's see if we have a break to the outside. But currently, nothing going on. And then NEE, next on the list. Today, slightly up again, Mark.
Hanging in there, respecting that trend line, moving on up. That's what I like to see.
And then we have Oxy.
Oh my gosh, Oxy trading below our strike price of 57. We might get a sign. Should we roll? Should we close? What should we do, Mark?
Nothing.
Yeah.
That is the way.
That's why we sold the boat. I want to buy Oxy at 57. That was the whole plan all along. So can't wait for this. Let's see what happens here. And I really hope to get a sign right now trading at 56.87. But today is Wednesday. We have two more days. And then we'll know whether we get a sign or not. And UPS initially marching higher this morning. Today we were as high as 161.48. I have sold calls against my existing position at 160. And right now, trading below the 160 level again at 157.77.
Yeah, interesting to see that little reversal there. It was definitely off to a nice start. And I know that in our mastermind call this morning, we were talking about calls at 162.50. 165 didn't get enough premium for me to be selling calls, but anybody looking to sell calls at 160 or 162.50 this morning, decent opportunity there.
For sure, for sure. So, I mean, on this, we didn't see anything that excited us here on the wheel scanner. I mean, at this point, probably makes a lot of sense to keep our powder dry for tomorrow because we might see some fireworks in the markets tomorrow.
Yeah. No, exactly. With this low volatility and also something that could be market moving, I don't think there's any reason to force a trade ahead of a major report. So, sitting tight with open position right now.
On the other hand, WTF trades. This morning, we closed our CSGP trade, and this worked out really well. Went in at 82.37, closed it out this morning. For me, it was a $609 gain in addition to the 3,300, something like this, that I made with all the other ones that I closed. So bring this close to $4,000 for the WTF trades that just occurred last week. And I mean, we know that these are super short trades, only a few days, and that's exactly what we are looking for. So here, again, what we are trying to do is we try to identify oversold positions, getting in right then and wait for a quick bounce back. And this is exactly what happened here.
Yeah, nice little run here, working out just as expected. And we are winning the fear.
We are winning the fear. And then we have FAST. So this is also an interesting one. So here we entered at 63.45 right now, still trading below our entry because we entered here a little bit early. After this, it kept pulling back a little bit, but it does what it is supposed to do. So let's see when we get our exit signal here. Could be as early as tomorrow, could be on Friday, and this might be a small loss or maybe a scratch trade, and that's exactly what we expect with this strategy, right, Mark?
Exactly. On average, if we have 10 trades, I would say 7 wins, 2 small losses, maybe a stop out. So this one, again, might be down a little bit, but behaving as expected with that reversal, could have an exit tomorrow morning.
Yeah. So that's what's going on there. And yeah, I mean, just a diddle day and not much really to trade here right now. Again, we had hoped that we get a few more WTF trades, but I think everything hinges on tomorrow and then on Friday. Because Friday, let's just talk about this for a moment, because we have Wells Fargo reporting earnings here. And when Wells Fargo, not Wells Fargo, JP Morgan, reporting earnings, the largest bank in the U.S., and we have Jamie Dimon. Well, that's how you spell it, probably. Right? Who is our mini Jerome Powell? Because when he speaks, traders and investors are listening. And I can't wait what he has to say about recession, not recession, the Fed. Because it's kind of like Jamie versus Jerome. He has a completely different view than Jerome Powell here.
Yeah, Jamie doesn't sit back in his luxury robe with his pipe and waiting for the numbers. I think he has a slightly different aggressiveness to himself.
Yeah. So that's where we have market moving events coming in tomorrow and on Friday. So I'm pretty sure that this is where we'll see some action. And we are ready. I mean, we have some powder dry. We are ready to jump into some trades here.
Yeah. Looking forward to some opportunities. And if it's not tomorrow with CPI data, I think we could get some movers and shakers with earnings season kicking off.
Yeah, because right now, just diddling along, so not too exciting, but make sure that you are tuning in tomorrow. And if you enjoyed today's show, let me just get rid of the drawing here. And if you liked it, give us a like. We really appreciate it. If you feel it's something worth sharing, there's a share button right underneath. Feel free to share it. Encourage your friends to subscribe. If you're new, hit the subscribe button. Really appreciate all of this. And then we'll see you again tomorrow, hopefully with more fireworks and some interesting trades that we can take.
Happy trading, everybody.